So I am potentially realizing this is a horrible idea, but I have already committed, and I am already one cocktail deep, so here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas. Hysterical Literature Edition. Here we go. "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer with a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment why it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name." Here we go. "Now, Dancer, nope. Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, now, Prancer and Vixen, now, Comet on Cupid, on Donner, and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now, dash away, dash away, dash away, all." "As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too. No. And then, in a twinkle, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof as I drew in my hand and was turning around down the chimney. St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. Oh my. And his beard, nope. And the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face, and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. Okay, almost done. Where was I? He was chubby and plump. Alright, jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him. In spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave to me... Wait, what? Soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain as he drove out of sight, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.